Good evening, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 1 hour of music from the Celtic world and beyond. I'll tell you a bit about the theme just in a moment, but we're listening right now to the Friel Sisters. This is Anna, Sheila, and Claire from Ireland. We'll let them finish their set of tunes. We'll be right back with you in a moment. This is show number 44. That is the Friel Sisters doing a set of tunes there called Helvig Head. And this is a nasty title. I've always hated it. But anyways, I buried my wife and danced on top of her. These days we say I buried my significant other, but still that's no better. And Freyhers, the Friel Sisters, as I said, Anna, Sheila, and Claire, young traditional musicians. They were born in Glasgow, but their family roots are firmly entrenched in the Gaeltacht in Donegal. And being siblings, they have a pretty close blend on the fiddle, the flute, and the Uilleann pipes that they play. They've been guests on stage or toured with acts like Alton and the Chieftains and Lunasa and Sharon Shannon and so on. Cherish the ladies, Solace. They won the Trophy Loïc Raison at the Festival Interceltique de l'Orient in 2016. And this was from their second album. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We come to you from Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. We're also heard on a number of community radio stations, including Voice of Bombay, 95.9 in Norris Point, as well as CHMR St. John's at 93.5 FM. Today's theme is, I know there's a commandment that says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's CD collection. But it's hard to do that sometimes when you have a neighbor who has such a great CD collection. And my friend Wayne, who I think I've talked about before, he and I have been trading CDs back and forth. The fortunate thing is that he allows me to listen to his, and he listens to mine for the last about 25 years, something like that. So today I'm playing all music that he just briefly lent to me recently. And so this is sort of Wayne's World, I suppose, in a way. But it's Thou Shalt Not Covet Thy Neighbor's CD Collection, Part 1. Next up, a band that just got together because they were all finalists or winners of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician of the Year Award. And it's called the Young Trad Tour from 2017. Their CD's just come out. So it's a mix of original material written by the finalists as well as traditional tunes. You've got a couple of previous winners there, Charlie Stewart on fiddle and Mohsen Amini on concertina. Mohsen, he's an amazing concertina player. I think I've played him before on this show. We also have singing Kim Carney and Iona Fife and Grant McFarlane, Ellen Munro, Owen Sinclair, Anna Massey, in case you're keeping track of all this. But listen to this track. This is McKendrick's, which is a set of tunes, and it features the concertina there. But you can tell that the future of Scottish traditional music is certainly in good hands. Indeed, that's a blistering set there from some of the winners of the Young Trad Tour and in 2017. This is Scottish music. And that was a set of tunes, Bromyard, McKendrick's. Those two were both written by Mohsen Amini and Dan Breen's, which is a traditional piece. Next up, we have a duo that I've played before, but they have a new CD out. This is Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith. And the CD is called Night Hours, and it's really pays attention to those who keep our society running by working overnight, collecting our trash, doing our food, all kinds of other things. But Jim Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith are a great duo. They emerged out of the folk and acoustic scene back in about 2014. Good vocal work, nice instrumentation. They have a powerful social conscience, as you can tell from the song that I'm going to play. This CD was released in December of 2016. And the sort of driving banjo and guitar arrangements and some close vocal harmonies and so on, they've been influenced by the songs and singers of East Anglia, where they both grew up. And the stories are pretty varied, but there's this common thread of political struggle and resistance, the decline of the industries that were the backbone of England for many generations. This is one of the better ways to exhibit your frustration when times are going tough, instead of joining some fascist group or whatever. Sing some songs about it and give some serious thought to how to make some changes. What I'll play you is something called The Ballad of Yorkley Court. And it's a modern-day version of The Diggers. I don't know if you know your history from the mid-1600s of The Diggers, who were taking land that was used in common, and then they were farming it and trying to create communes and so on and so forth. Very interesting movement. But this is a more modern version of it, a group of land workers who moved on to a farm. It's about 180 acres or so in the Forest of Dean. The ownership was very much in dispute, so they were setting up an intentional community. They grew food and championed sustainable farming practices. And the song was written after the first eviction attempt, which was unsuccessful. So if we leave it at there, you know, the song is very celebratory of this, the Ballad of Yorkley Court. Unfortunately, I guess I have to tell you that there was a second attempt and they did evict them. But that's not the end of the dream of growing food on land that is not being put to use. Something that rings a bit true here in this province of Newfoundland and Labrador. This is Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith.
Until the fruits are owned by all the land itself, by none. At Yorkley Court, a disused colliery, where root and branch had reclaimed industry, where free miners once dug the ground and Warren James the fences down, and the River Severn wound its way out to the sea. And there a band of dreamers did resolve to reawaken Stanley's dream of old. They built their homes from tin and wood and worked the wasteland best they could and staked the claim on common good and no man's legal code. Until the fruits are owned by all the land itself by none. And then the local magnate posed a hitch, owning lands as far as Severn Bridge, and his jag of polished chrome and tailored suit from Savile Row. With Yorkley Court he'd hoped to grow his lordly acreage, with lawyer and with land agent in pay, and knowledge of which lords the case would sway. He'd built his wealth on forest land as half a dean passed through his hand, moneyed friends at his command to help things go his way. Until the fruits are owned by all the land itself by none. Despite the fact no legal claim was found to bring Yorkley under these men's bounds, the bailiffs came at break of day with hired goons kept in their pay. Yorkley folk resolved to stay to stand and fight their ground. The hired men and troopers they were drove from off the farm and back onto the road. The dreamers then they blocked the gates with drugs to form a stalemate. So both sides resolved to wait to see what would unfold. Until the fruits are owned by all the land itself by none. A crony meeting it was called, under pretense the discord to resolve. The law and gentry took their seats, agent, magnate, the police, For woman, man and child of York Lee stood out in the cold. And next this case will come before the court, and there we'll see if justice can be bought. And so all you who take a stand, come spread these words like grains of sand, and keep within your heart and hands the dream of York Lee Court. Until the fruits are owned by all the land itself by none. Since will the bastard landed on this shore, or British flag to foreign lands was born. The gentry's claim upon the land is but the weapons in their hands. The police are the cudgels and the club is all their law. And so the struggle ever carries on, Culloden back to Bannockburn. For till we've found each fence and wall, then there on earth will freedom rule. Till the fruits are owned by all the land itself by none. Until the fruits are owned by all the land itself by none.
And that's Sid Aldridge, or sorry, Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, got their names wrong there. And it's the Ballad of York Lee Court from their CD, Night Hours. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke. You can get in touch with me by emailing ivan@boir.ca. Next up, back to some more music, and this time some more pipes as well. The Scottish pipes as opposed to the border pipes, as we heard there, or the Uilleann pipes. Next up, it's the Finlay MacDonald Band, and Finlay MacDonald played pipes since he was somewhere around 8 or 10 years old, something like that, and he was one of the first pipers to receive a BA in Scottish Music and Piping from the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama, and currently he's the head of piping studies at the National Piping Centre in Glasgow. So if you have a kid who wants to take up the bagpipes and you wonder, however will you make a living, as they might have said to Finlay when he was growing up, there are jobs available, one or two, for people who are heads of piping studies. But he's a musician and a composer. He is playing with his current lineup in this CD. Is Chris Stout on fiddle, Kevin McKenzie on guitars. They have a bass and a drums, John Spears and Fergus McKenzie as well. And he's performed, though, with people like Jay-Z and P. Diddy and Alicia Keys and so on. Brian Adams, he actually did the gig with at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, if you remember who he was. Maybe I'm aging myself here. But anyway, this is from their CD called Re-Echo. And it's a set of Breton tunes, and it's simply called New Bretons. Get ready for the pipes. We'll be right back. And that is Finlay MacDonald. And along with his band, that was a set of tunes called Endro, which is traditional, and The Sunday Club, which was written by Finlay himself. They simply call that the New Bretons. I'm playing music from my dear friend Wayne, who we share CDs with over the past couple of decades and some. And so part of this is to try to convince him to be doing his own radio shows, because obviously he has a great collection of music. And instead of me having to play his songs, even though I enjoy doing that, he could be doing that himself. So there you go. There's the plug. And maybe if you live in this region and you would be interested in doing a radio show here on any of the community radio programs that you're or stations that you're listening to, you should really get in touch with that station and offer your services. Next up, we have on the docket here Nolene Nicola. So she's been singing traditional songs since she was about 7. She grew up in the Donegal Gaeltacht region, which is the region where earlier we heard from the Friel sisters, and they've got a lot of their inspiration from there. Nolene competed in singing competitions all her life. She was steeped in what's called the Seanose style, or the old style singing, traditional Irish music. Nice decorative flourishes, but they're subtle. It's not really kind of over the top, sort of quiet confidence. She's won quite a few awards in Ireland and overseas for her singing. For example, at the Pan-Celtic Festival in Carlow, she won the International Traditional Singing Competition. In Wales, at the Eisteddfod, she won 3 years in a row, 2007-2009, those 3 years there. And she represented Ireland at the Festival Interceltique in Lorient in Brittany for a number of years, 2011, 12, and 13. So she has quite the pedigree. This is from an all-Gaelic CD that she released called, well, anyway, called something in Gaelic. And this is a song which she talks a little bit about, that she kind of has a family connection to, a song that she grew up singing and hearing and so on. It's called something like Nuara Vi Misog, or something like that. But anyway, it's about, for those of you who don't know Gaelic, like myself, it's about a man who spent his life on the tear, so to speak, and he going out with women, and in the end he blames them for him being left bald and past his prime, an old man with no partner. Let that be a lesson to you. So this is from Nolene Nicola.
Shall by jazz by the whole you look off it is talky masul the monog pinya malusa bogu is you the near old loss when cotton a corlog and warrick and vron. View Roska Gabron, you little loss, you lell on your scatter, loonies clean, you lell look a year on. Small goose a girvin, you log clenched in sacrin, you nan pweeby a shin, you mo watching go noin. Och, och, er en lesh en ori, when you bled, you se dreg, ma mor a te, ma mo ich red ver gan doi. Se chli ma se chrei, ma gyr chili ma rew, is dreg ma ver mo len, chen a lis ter gjo. A sio mi ban mel, un yo hark I gymwel, un ya hai shal ur law, le mo ich ra is mo lin. Smaig ym ard gan ew, ur ar ish, jis a weg, al go chlid, chel o gred, jif wi let rom lo hin. Lean hin at him, Jimmy Mole, last need on Ripper Mole wheel. A Mohan lug I'd fan to Leshin is La Hampshire, my critter, and for where you deal. Och, och, it and Lesh and Ori, when you bled, you said that, Mamma, the time, my critter, Gandoy, Sheikh Lee, my Sukre, my girl, Healy, Mokre, was that Mamma, Mole, and Chenalis, Turk Joe. Na shiadam pardun gilir on the stag rev you can yell ta kur jalam lebre den teal. Na teher elam kur domni y tevas na du al tuku brev fulga flyish na niu. Ah, dream se yagur verlum go shiadi venathan na bian mas kur jimorhe. Na ve flyish na merge mas tuchini krafa na tiku a kasadak mashir wheelin. loch ocher yn lesh yn ori Wyn i'r bled ys y deg Ma mor y te ma mo hred fyr gan ddwy Se gli ma sy'n ddeg Ma gyr gili mo chrew ys deg Ma gyr mo lein chyn a his dyrg jo Och ocher yn lesh yn ori Wyn i'r bled ys y deg Ma mor y te ma mo hred fyr gan ddwy Se gli ma sy'n ddeg Ma gyr gili mo chrew ys deg Ma gyr mo lein chyn a his dyrg jo
Lovely tune there from Nulin Nicola, and that's from a recent release that she set out, and I have had the pleasure of listening to it because my friend Wayne has given it to me to do that, and as soon as I'm done with this show, I can put it back in the package and send it back with a bunch of CDs that I have. That's the way life goes when you still listen to CDs. I know some people don't know what I'm talking about, maybe, or you think, you know, Ivan, haven't you got beyond the CDs and gone to just the digital sort of things? And only if I have to, I'll be dragged kicking and screaming into that age. I do listen to a lot of digital music, but I like the physicality of CDs, and I like the way that you can sort of flip through them, and I like to file them and so on. It's not because I'm particularly organized or whatever, but there is a part of life which will be less charming when we have no more CDs. I guess people used to say that about the record album and possibly the 8-track tape, although I kind of doubt it. That was a technology that was only around for a while. You are listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we come to you from Bay of Islands Radio right here in downtown Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, across from the Auto Record Yard, and that's 100.1 FM. Possibly you're listening on one of the community radio stations like CHMR and St. John's 93.5 FM, or Voice of Bon Bay in Norris Point 95.9 FM. Next up, we have Shane Mulcrone, and M-U-L-C-H-R-O-N-E, in case you're ordering these as we go. And he hails from Ballina. He's in County Mayo in Ireland. He's been playing the banjo for over 20 years now, and the tenor banjo as opposed to the five-string jangly kind of bluegrass banjo that you might be familiar with. And Shane's music has been shaped by the local music of Mayo and Sligo. Sligo has a great style, too. The slides from Sligo are amazing. But he's taught at a number of summer schools and workshops nationally, plays regularly at sessions and festivals around the country. And even though he's been in the music for quite a while, this is his debut solo recording. It's called Solid Ground, and it's a bunch of his favorite tunes. It came out just in 2018. So I have faith if you're doing sessions and hanging around, you know, maybe if you want to, you can make a CD at some point. Don't have to. There's lots of them out there. Shane did that, and so we have the benefit of that. So a couple of tunes there, something called The Boys of Knock and Johnny, Will You Marry Me? So this is some music, banjo music, from Shane Mulcrone. Thank you. And some music there from Shane Mulcrone from his CD called Solid Ground. Next up, we have a group called the Alan Kelly Gang, and it's some traditional Irish music from the west of Ireland. And we've been hearing a fair bit of music from the west of Ireland. You get a sense that, you know, my friend's tastes are fairly strongly influenced by Ireland and Scotland and so on. But Alan Kelly's been long deemed as Ireland's possibly most innovative piano accordion maestro. But, you know, he could be the only piano accordion maestro. A lot of accordion players in Ireland, box players, but they play the button accordion, much like is common here in Newfoundland and Labrador. But he's credited with making the piano accordion hip in Ireland again. Now, maybe you didn't assume that it ever was not hip, or maybe you're kind of having difficulty understanding that it might be hip. But anyways, in this lineup, he's joined by a rather highly acclaimed New York singer and flautist, Steph Jeremiah, Scottish fiddler Alistair White, and the Sligo guitarist Shane McGowan there, and so on. They have a nice kind of set of groove that they have behind the piano accordion of Alan Kelly. Alan himself has been working in the music industry for a couple of decades. He came out with a debut album, I think it was 1997, his first CD, and he has a number of solo and collaborative albums behind him. The album that I'm going to play from was recorded over a couple of live sessions in Rathcoole in County Dublin. He was interested in getting that live sort of session sound. So the album's called The Last Bell, and we're going to hear a couple of reels. He calls them Frankie's Reels, but Frankie's Drains, Major Morin's, and the Bally Branaham Stomp. This is the Alan Kelly Gang.
Thank you.
Indeed, that's a beautiful sound there. That's the Ellen Kelly Gang and a set of tunes there called Frankie's Reels. Next up, we have a release. It was a double CD release of some music of Jean Ritchie and many of her friends. I don't know if you know of Jean Ritchie, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She was an American folk singer, musician, songwriter, Appalachian dulcimer player, but she was far more than that. Her career formed a kind of a bridge between the traditional and the modern forms of folk music. In her youth, she learned folk songs in the traditional way, you know, from her family and from members of her community. And in adulthood, she became a successful modern folk singer, setting out songs in public through concerts and through recordings and so on. Some people call her, in the United States anyways, the mother of folk. She was born in Viper, which was an unincorporated community, local service district, as we call it here in Newfoundland and Labrador, in Perry County in the Cumberland Mountains of southeastern Kentucky. The Ritchies of Perry County were one of the two great ballad-singing families of Kentucky, celebrated among folk song scholars. And in about 1917, something like that, Cecil Sharp, the great folk song collector from the UK, he collected songs from Jean's older sisters, Una and May. And in the Ritchie home, music making was very important. Alan Lomax, great American folklorist who collected a lot of music as well from the Ritchies and others, he wrote of that family, the Ritchie family. There was by these 14 siblings and their parents. They were quiet, thoughtful folks who went in for ballads, big families, and educating their children. Jean's grandmother was a prime mover in the old regular Baptist church, and all the traditional hymn tunes came from her. Jean's uncle Jason was a lawyer who remembers the big ballads like Lord Barnard. Jean's father taught school, printed a newspaper, fitted specs, farmed, and sent 10 of his 14 children to college. So she was very quick as a young child to memorize songs, and she performed at local dances and county fairs where they repeatedly won in the United States blue ribbons, which meant first place. And she recalls, Jean recalls, that when the family acquired a radio back in the late 1940s, they discovered that what they'd been singing all along was hillbilly music, and a word they'd never heard before. After graduating, she got a job as a social worker, and she taught music to children and so on. She befriended Alan Lomax around that time, who then recorded her extensively for the Library of Congress. She joined the New York folk song scene, met people like Leadbelly and Pete Seeger and Oscar Brand. She shared the stage with the Weavers and Woody Guthrie and Betty Sanders, and she was a regular guest on Oscar Brand's Folk Song Festival radio show. I don't have time to tell you all the wonderful experiences she seized in her life, but she saved a body of work from being lost. She popularized the dulcimer, which is hanging on people's walls. They should be playing it, but anyway, that's another thing. And she created a whole other body of songs in her writing. She's a wonderful writer. And that's what's celebrated in this new double CD release. It's quite hard to decide what to play from it, really, because her songs are the songs of Appalachia in the mind of many folkies, like myself, where I heard these songs done by many, many artists, and you think of them as the songs of Appalachia, like the LNN, Don't Stop Here Anymore, and so on and so forth. So I'll play three tracks, actually, from that. We'll start off with one, which is done by a group of folks, and this is something called Black Waters, and she wrote a lot about the environmental destruction in her region because of coal mining. And some of the practices that were done there, and the fact that so many people died from not just the coal mining itself and the lung diseases, but the polluted water that came out of those areas that were never cleaned up by the companies that extracted great wealth from that region. Anyway, so this is called Black Waters, a song that she wrote, and it's done by people like John McCutcheon and Tim O'Brien, both of whom I played a fair bit on this show, Susie Bogus, Kathy Mateus, Stuart Duncan, Bryn Davies, and so on. It's a great version of that song. I'll play that. I'll tell you a bit more about the next two, and we'll go on. So this is music from Jean Ritchie.
I come from the mountains, Kentucky's my home, where the wild deer and the black bear sedately do roam. By the clear rushing waterfall, wildflowers dream, and through every green valley there runs a clear stream. Now there's scenes of destruction on every hand, and there's only black waters run down through my land. Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through my land.
Oh, the quail, she's a pretty bird. She sings a sweet tune. In the roots of tall timbers, she nests with her young. But the mountain explodes with a dynamite's roar, and the voices of the small birds are heard there no more. And the hillside comes a sliding so awful and grand, as the flooding black waters rise over my land.
Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through my land.
In the coming of the springtime, we planted a corn. At the ending of the springtime, we buried the sun. In the summer comes a nice man, says everything's fine. My employer just requires a way to his mind. They threw down my mountain and buried my corn. Now the grave on the hillside is a mile deeper down. And the man stands and talks with his hat in his hand, as the poison black waters rise over my land.
Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through my land. Got much money, not much of a home. We own our own land, but our land's not our own. But if we had 10 billion somewhere thereabout, we would buy up our mountains and run them all out, and just sit on in our can and just watch them clear waters run down through our land. Now wouldn't that be like the old promised land? Black waters no more in our land. Now wouldn't that be like the old promised land?
Song there from Jean Ritchie from a double CD, which is celebrating her work. It's simply called Dear Jean. Artists celebrate Jean Ritchie. It's a wonderful CD. We'll hear another track from there, another two tracks, actually. This is Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser. Kathy and Marcy have been playing together for about 35 years. They met at at a folk festival in Canada. I believe it was probably Mariposa, I think, back in the day. Kathy had worked with Duck Donald. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but they did about three albums back in 75 to 80. Wonderful albums, anyway. They've released together about, 35 CDs. They've got 12 Grammy nominations, other awards, and so on and so forth. And actually, it's more than 35. I think some, if you add their children's records in, it's probably closer to 40 or 45. But anyway, they're very, very prolific. And they're doing one of Gene Ritchie's famous songs. It's called My Dear Companion, which you might have heard because of the album Trio, which was recorded by Linda Ronstadt and Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris, did a version of that. And after that, we'll hear from Gene Ritchie and some friends herself. And this closes out the two CD set. And it was done at a concert. And she it's called The Peace Round. And it shows her leading a group of people in a round, also celebrating some of her important personal ethics around peace. But start off here with Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer.
Children of all men who dwell together in
It's Gene Ritchie at work there with a group at a festival teaching them around. And so that was three tracks from a CD called Dear Gene. Time for one last track, and this kind of fits with what we were just listening to. This is a band called Socks in the Frying Pan, and they're a multi-award-winning trio from County Clare on the west coast of Ireland. Great vocal harmonies, great musical ability, onstage wit, and they've captured audiences around the world. I don't have too much time to tell you about them, except that this is from a CD called The Return of the Giant Sock Monsters. The band is called Socks in the Frying Pan, which is, well, it's a bit of an odd name, I agree. But this is a great version of Phil Oakes' song, When I'm Gone. You know, when I'm gone, there's a lot of things I won't be able to do on this earth, so maybe I better do them now while I'm still here. Thanks for joining me. Take care.
There's no place in this world where I belong when I'm gone. I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. You won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. My days won't be dances of delight. When I'm gone, the sands will be shifting from my sights. When I'm gone, can't add my name to the fight. When I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't see the flow all the time when I'm gone. Joys of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric rhyme when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. I won't be worried about my care. When I'm gone, can't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. I won't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't see who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Sun when I'm gone, the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lights when I'm gone. Won't question where, when or why, when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I belong when I'm gone. I won't know right from the wrong. Gone. Won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.